the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I am broadcasting from a secret location today because I have I'm an injury. This is incredible. As I was told yesterday by the very wise sage Kevin Powell, I'm it's a mystery, and it's a great honor for those of you to witness this incredible performance.
You by battling
me
through this
while I'm battling a cold and a stiff back.
A true show of bravery.
It really is courage. In the line of duty.
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of listeners are texting in some advice for how to treat this horrible back pain that you have. Advil was suggested by one. That tends
Advil
to help some people. But I think this might be beyond Advil.
Well, now you would stop and think that I would have, given my incredible medical expertise, that I would have thought of that already. But I did, and it wasn't really helping. But it's now... I'm getting to a therapeutic blood level, and I'm actually moving a little bit better than I was earlier, which is good, because when the show ends, it doesn't mean that our work day is done.
No.
We have other things we got to do. So I'm actually starting to move now, which is good. And I'm also learning what all these buttons do in this studio that I'm working from. So that's good. I've hit them all, so it's very fun for everyone.
Do you have a full medical laboratory there located so you could take blood samples and do all kinds of, testing that might be needed.
I'm envisioning you already hooked up to an oxygen tank right now.
IV, for sure. And I do have oxygen available to me.
In your nose, that little thing that goes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's
it. So comfortable.
You can walk around with it.
Can you go to the bathroom with that? Like pull the whole thing in?
I do.
Oh,
I pull the whole
absolutely
thing with me. Actually,
okay.
Both. I got the oxygen and the IV.
It's a tank, right?
I got to tell you something. It's a tank. It's a little awkward though when you if you have to go big, because then you got this because the tubes are all hanging. What do you do with your hands? It's hard. Not an easy situation.
Yeah. Call the nurse.
Yeah.
Well, don't you have one of those hospital gowns on?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And
seriously, I am totally picturing you in this all dressed up like this.
And Judy, I just want to tell you I have the hospital gown open in the front and the back. I'm the only person who's able to actually do that.
You gotta let it breathe.
Yeah, sort of like cut in half. Hey, all right. Now, if you think I'm creepy, I swear to God, can someone explain this to me? I would like this explained. Because I do not understand this. So last night, I'm trying to watch. I wanted to watch the Cubs when I got home, and I got and my back was hurting, so I got right on my back, and I thought I'm just going to lie here, and I'm going to and maybe someone will find me someday. Some archaeologist will find me. What did the man die from, a sore back? And I was the Cubs game started to depress me. Mm-hmm. And so I turned on The Bachelorette because I knew it was the season premiere. We're making a big deal about it at Windy City Live. It's a big, big, big thing.
Well, it's getting great ratings already. It's like off
to a
good
start. Got a good number last night.
Yep.
The last night was the premiere, and it's this this woman who she is first African American Bachelorette, right, for the show, and so they're breaking ground. In the year 2017,
yes, exactly.
Right? I mean, I like when they take credit for this. Like, they're high-five. They're running around and, woohoo, look at us! Look how progressive we are!
Yeah.
We have a beautiful black woman as our bachelorette!
Who actually is too beautiful and together, I think, for the cast of characters that she has to be selecting from. I mean, have you seen these guys?
No. She is the deputy mayor of Crazy Town because she's willing to do this. That tells me everything that you need to know.
But did you see any elements of crazy in the show last night?
Oh, I saw a lot of elements of crazy. The fact that she was just putting up with what was happening around her was crazy. I mean, the guy making the noise. I mean, it was too much.
Yeah.
There was a guy who did not have a name. He was wearing a T-shirt that was a cartoon character of himself making this noise. Do we have that noise?
Waboom,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he makes the noise, he like screams at the top of his lungs. And then, of course, they bring him in.
Yeah.
And, true Kardashian style, when they introduce him to the rest of the bachelors, they're all like, what the hell's with that guy, man?
Well, you know what's going to happen? The bad part is everybody's going to be doing that now. People are like, just to annoy others. You're going to hear that, the waboom, everywhere. Because he's going to keep doing it until they kick him off the show, this guy.
Do we have
Waboom? He's working on it. He's going to get Waboom.
How many bachelors are there?
Too many. Like 150 or something. There were 31.
Well, enough for a season, I guess.
And
31?
They, well, no, there's only going to, I think they go down to 14 or something now, right? Or 15? 20,
yeah, they cut it down pretty quickly because you got to get to know them and understand who they are.
But Waboom, which all right, so they all get out of like a stretch limousine,
all of them?
And separately, like a stretch limousine picks up and drops off the one. And there's like the whole ceremony is you got to meet them in the driveway.
Do you think there's 31 limos?
No. I think they just pulls back out. They get the next one, set up a shot, bring the next guy in. And this looks like the little Bucharest limousine. By the way, it is like a 1988 stretch Lincoln Continental, is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Did it come with cabbage rolls?
It's not. It is not. This is like the one that Violetta drove that didn't have a driver's seat. That had a milk crate that they sat on.
Yeah,
and
I
drove the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The they spared no expense. So it pulls up, and then the person gets out of the limousine, and then there's an awkward moment, and everybody comes, and people last night had props. Everybody had to have something.
Well, they all try to make an impression so that they're memorable.
But it's it's a little too much, isn't it?
Well, yeah, when 31 people want your attention, it's a little overwhelming. I bet.
Did you see the brownie dude? He's from Chicago. And he gave her a brownie when he first saw her. He held her hand, looked into her eyes, and said, "The blacker the brownie, the sweeter the dude."
Is it a weed brownie?
I was going to say, what kind of brownie?
I don't know what kind. I wouldn't eat that brownie. I'm just saying that. But yes, he's a Chicago guy.
I mean, it is really, I tell you, the funny thing is, it is just such a bunch of like, you could tell wannabe actors, frat bros, and then total narcissists. You know, it's like that thing, like there was a surgeon on there. I was like, I can't believe she's not taking me right now. Do you know what I could do if I had the proper amount of anesthetic on me? You know, it was weird. It was like all these people, they look like they want to hurt somebody or her or something. It's weird.
You know, it gets so corny, too. I mean, but some of it's creepy, I think, is what you're picking up on there.
Yes.
The whole show, you mean?
Like the whole show, for instance.
And they've got this one guy who's like he's like, I'm a country boy and I'm gonna have to teach some of these boys how to be respectful.
He's from New York City though, just trying to have a country accent, like country.
I don't know
because he thinks it's cool.
Yeah,
I don't know, but they've already set up a racial dynamic with him.
Oh.
Right? Like,
shrewd
I'm a country
move.
Boy and I'm gonna have to show them boys what to do. They gonna, you know, I'm gonna be with this colored girl for it all.
Oh my
god!
So where'd you grow up?
New York City. He's an actor.
Elk Grove Village.
Right.
Yep. You know, I mean, it was like, it was so weird. And then they showed, like, you know, coming up at the end of, you know, like, you know, through the whole season. And of course, you know, of course, the first African American bachelorette. So half the male cast is, at least half, maybe two thirds, are African American men. And there's already a fight, and one guy gets bloodied.
Oh, awesome. Gosh. I got to watch this.
Right? And you're like, oh, come on. I mean, I'm sitting there. You know, it's like, how many friends do we have who are African-American, and when there's a shooting in Chicago or whatever, they go, oh, please don't let it be. Please don't. You know, mm-hmm. and it is. Mm-hmm. And they literally, they feel like, it's bad news. It's always the bad news. It's always on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And then on The Bachelorette, I mean, to show, instead of these guys getting along and there's a bunch of guys who are professionals and all that, a fight has to break out.
I know. It's too much. But, you know, it gets great ratings, so they have their formula. I mean, one of them showed up in a penguin costume to meet her, and another one brought a doll that looked like himself. I mean, this is a weird kind of approach. The whole thing is just so strange. It doesn't make much sense.
Here's the attorney.
Well, my name is Josiah.
Josiah.
I'm a prosecutor from Florida.
Okay.
And I am convinced that by the end of our experience together, you will have no reasonable doubt.
Legal terms.
Yeah, there you go.
Hmm.
You know, he seems like that guy's going to be there at the end. But in the meantime, the white guy's going to punch some people, and the other dude's going to make a noise. Can we hear him one more time?
Ma boom.
Seriously, when that guy showed up, don't you look, if you're the contestant, don't you look and go, security?
Yeah. He said, can we get this guy out of here
right
now?
Back in the limo.
What is he doing here?
And you can tell that it's all, you know, produced by the producers because she took him. He made the cut last night.
Oh, no way. Well, yeah. Probably because there were so many other, you know, gems that she had to get rid of somebody. You know, there are probably so many that she wants to get off.
There's plenty of guys here that look like they're creepy as hell. This was just the creepiest of creepy. She let the guy in the penguin outfit and then this guy get through.
She did.
Yeah. And then there was some guy who was like a Marine. Was like, I thought I was going to find love. You know, I've killed and killed some, and I've been killed some for my nation. And now the guy with the penguin suit and the idiot with the noise, he got through. I mean, it was very, very sad. All right, Violetta, you've got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.